Ty, what are some of the biggest changes that they've had you make during spring ball?
So I'm a defensive end primarily, and so got to put my hand in the ground now. Just getting used to coming out of a stance and, you know, working that close with an O-lineman. So that's been the biggest change, but it's coming along.
What's that transition been like? Did you ever put your hand down in the ground in high school or anything?
My freshman year, when I came home from my mission, I came home heavier than I am now, so they tried me out at D-line. We had a lot of depth back then, so I went back to the linebacker. So I've had a little bit of experience, but yeah, not a ton. So it's, like I said, it's an adjustment, but it's coming along. The more I play it, the more I like it.
Are they trying to get you to bulk up some defending that position too? Because you mentioned you were heavier before.
So. Yeah. So I've bulked up a little bit since this last season to now, and, you know, I want another maybe 10, 15 pounds based on, you know, whatever I can still play fast at.
What's the site how-to diet with that like? Trying to gain weight. Any secrets or anything
to
pass along?
We have our nutritionist here, Dan Wilcox, and he does a really good job of telling us what to eat and when to eat. Prints us off his sheets. And then I just have a wife that's a fantastic cook. You don't find those very often these days, but she's a fantastic cook. And, you know, she likes to eat really healthy too, so just got to make sure I eat a lot and keep her busy in the kitchen. It's awesome.
A lot of eggs, a lot of protein.
A lot of chicken, a lot of starches. And it's just, I've learned from Dan, a lot of it's the timing of my meals, not so much what I'm eating. So as long as I'm getting the protein, starches, and grains in, time it right.
Talk about the base defense. From the beginning of spring till now, the progression of the defense, obviously it's a multi-front, multi-faceted defense. How's the progression from the beginning of spring? How's it come along till now?
It's come along smoothly. This defense differs from our own defense, not to compare, but our old defense was a lot about, you know, people managing certain gaps in certain spots on the field so other people can make plays. They're setting up levels. Whereas this defense, it frees up all of our players a lot just to make plays. So it's not as complex of a scheme, but where we're all allowed to run and, you know, make a tackle and kind of be football players, it's really fun. So it's coming along.
More of an opportunity for individuals to make play on an individual basis rather than just setting people up to make plays.
Yeah. And by doing that, you know, you have more shots of making the play because you have 11 guys taking a shot.
What do you think? You like that ball?
I like it a lot because in our old defense, I played the role of, you know, I took on pullers and I took on guys for other guys to make plays. And I love doing it. I love winning games, but it would be nice to get in on some of those plays, you know. So this defense is nice for me, especially because it allows me to, you know, go do some of the more flashy things myself. So I'm excited about that.
Being at the end, are you still standing up the 2-point? You got another three, or are you doing both?
I mix it up. There's times where I'm going to drop into coverage, surprise the quarterback, and so, you know, you don't want to give it away and only stand up when you're dropping, only get down when you're rushing. So I try to mix it up 50-50 just so they never know what's coming, but.
And you have the flexibility for coaches to do that?
Yeah. It adds some dynamic to the look of our front.
As we hit the midway point of spring camp here, is there still that kind of excitement or buzz that was in the air the first couple days with the new schemes and the new staff and the new coaches, the new positions, I guess? Is there still kind of that same buzz, or have you guys sort of hit grind mode?
I think there's still a buzz because of what's on the line here. We have a huge schedule with brand new coaches in a scheme that none of us have played before. So I think our team kind of gets that we're in a situation where grind mode has to be something that's enjoyable and has to be something that we're all giving 100% all the time. So I'd say this spring we are more motivated than I've seen in the past. Because there's so much to do in order to be successful for the fall, and I think we're on a good path for that right now.
Maybe this is a question maybe you can or cannot answer, but because you played linebacker before, but have the defensive line drills, have they changed since the different scheme has been implemented to facilitate your guys' new technique?
Yeah. Like you just said, the technique's new. It's different. And we used to be two-gappers before. And so that was in Coach Mendenhall's defense, that was the base of his defense. We all had to be good at two-gapping, whereas that's not so important anymore. So the whole idea now is being more aggressive and attacking, you know, single gaps, and so the technique behind that's completely different. So our drill work is maybe the same drill, but there's a different technique or fundamental to learn in the drill.
And with the attached tight end, the nine technique come into play or whatnot?
Right now, we do it sometimes, but for the most part, we're in eight techniques or five techniques to try to free up the linebackers a little bit.
So you might have touched on this because I came over late, but how do you feel like the you guys are doing on the edge rush? Because that seems to be, you know, with Bronson, yeah, of course, moving on. How's that going?
I think our edge rush with the four-man front, it's nice because it allows our DNs to widen out a little bit, get a little bit more space. And then, you know, with guys like Sione Takitaki, myself, Moses, and Tomasi, our strength is speed. And to be able to put that speed on the edge, I think it's going to be really good for our defense. So it's going well right now, and I'm excited to see how well it continues to go.
I talked to Coach Petrucci, and he said one of the things for you guys like you and Sione is, you know, you got to bulk up and get used to the three technique. How are those things going for you?
I'm getting used to it. Like I said earlier, the more I play this position, the more I like it. When I first played it, I was like, oh my gosh, I spent 4 years learning linebacker to make me put my hand on the ground. But the more I play it, the more, you know, I'm starting to get the hang of it. And, you know, I think when you're good at something, you like it a lot more. And we all don't like things we're not good at. So I think as I get better, I'm liking it and having more fun. But the whole gaining weight thing, I'm doing my best. I can only eat so much, but I'm trying to keep shoving food down.
Anything else for Zach?
Did you talk to Bronson? Because, you know, Steve was saying Bronson was like, man, why wasn't I doing this? You know, what does he say?
Yeah, he was in town. He looks good, by the way. He's big, but he looks lean and strong. But, no, I know he wishes that he was in this scheme, but I think our coaches last year did a good job of freeing him up and putting him in a position where he did rush from the edge. And so, obviously, this is the kind of scheme he'll probably run in the NFL, but our coaches set it up so that he could come from the edge, and, you know, that's why we pushed him back to linebacker for a year, and then we ran a lot more of a nickel for last year. So I think we played to his strengths pretty well.
As you've moved those, has he helped you at all with just what you're trying to do? Is, you know, because it seems like concepts that he gets pretty good.
Yeah, so I've talked to him a couple times about it, and, you know, he's given me tips on my stance and how I can fire out better and how I can use my hands when they're on the ground. It's still a concept that I've tried to figure out in my life. But, no, he's helped me a lot. And then it's good to have film of guys like Bronson and Ziggy just to kind of go back and watch their game and how I can improve mine.
Is Coach Kofusi just excited the fact that he had to teach guys how to just a two gap now and say, hey guys, go get the quarterback?
Yeah, he likes that a lot. It's a lot more fun to play aggressive and to go make plays than it is to set other guys up. So I know Coach Kofusi as a coach, it's probably a lot more fun to watch his players go and do things like that. So.